Tell what you, Rick, you all right?
Yes, thank you ever so much, Daz. I'm doing fine. I had that trendy virus a couple of months ago. I'm still a little bit tired from it, but no complaints. I'm back gigging. That's all I can ask for.
I'm sorry. I've never heard of... You're talking COVID, aren't you?
I am, mate. Yeah.
I've never heard of that as a trendy virus.
I'm not very current. I'm not very cool. So to have something current and trendy is pretty cool for me. So
all
I'm
right.
Happy with that.
Well, I'm glad you come out the other side of it anyway. But
thank you, mate.
But what's the deal with the 6th of November? What can we expect? Now, we know you're a Stone Roses tribute band, but is it all going to be just Stone Roses songs? Or are you going to throw in some of their inspirations as well?
Well, that's a great idea, Daz, and not one I will put that to the band. But as it stands, the product, if you'll permit the term, that we put out there is a 90-minute set of the most important and essential and popular Stone Roses songs from their illustrious, if not slightly checkered, career that flows from start to finish. In a glorious crescendo that everyone can get into. It's good drinking music, and if people know that that's what to expect from a Stone Roses tribute band, then the people who come probably expect something similar to what we're going to put out there. So everyone goes home, hopefully, happy. And even better than that, they go home, you know, pleased and delighted, having had a great night out listening to music that we didn't write, but just happened to love along with everyone else who's coming down. So, yeah, that's the plan.
So what position do you play in the band then, Rick?
Position, yeah, guitar player. So sort of, yeah. There's only four of us, matching the real members of the Roses, of course. So you don't want to hear me sing. You don't want to hear me play drums. Playing guitar isn't something I'm particularly good at, but I can get away with it to a level where if you've had a couple of beers and you know the songs, then you can kind of accept it. So I'm very, very happy to be doing it. In another tribute band, I wouldn't want to be, you know, playing Queen music or Guns N' Roses music because it's just so ridiculously hard. So I'm not trying to say John Squire isn't one of my favourite guitar players, and what he does is genius. It really is, and it's not easy, but it's doable.
So I didn't realise I was a Stone Roses fan until somebody pointed out and go, you know that song there you like, and that song there you like, and that song there you like. That's actually Stone Roses, and I went. Are they? So things like Waterfall and my favourite is Resurrection.
Yeah.
And please tell me you do the long instrumental bit off the back of that as well.
You know it, mate. You know it. And it's the greatest moment of the gig, from my point of view. One, you play it last because you have to. Nothing can follow it at all. It leaves everybody with a great sense of groove and celebration. It's a euphoric ending. So as a band, you know you've got through the gig in one piece. You've not dropped your guitar. You've not set anything on fire. You've nearly done it. And when everybody sings the chorus, I am the resurrection and I am the light. Most venues stick the lights on at that point, and you can see all the crowd, all the hands in the air, all singing along. It's a great moment. That's what I enjoy most about the gigs, is playing that song. So playing the outro, as you've right described, has got some very, very clever guitar on it. I've kind of put together a version of it that I can play, which kind of takes all John Squire's parts and puts them in one there. In one playable piece, because on the record there's about 6 and 7 guitars playing.
Is it?
Yeah, all over the place. In fact, famously, some of the outro is a pre-recorded tape demo that they just sort of spliced on the end of the song. So to perform it with just one guitar is kind of asking a lot. So I'm not saying I've nailed it, but we've got to the stage where it sounds good enough to get people up and dancing. So that's a great song.
You see, a lot of people don't realise this, but there's quite a few big-name radio DJs that have taken that outro and just chopped it to that, and they talk over it as what we call a bed of music, a piece of music that we talk over.
Yeah.
I'm going to name-check him now anyway, but Chris Moyles, I think he famously talked over that a lot as a piece of instrumental music. Did you know that?
I've not heard that, personally. But it makes a lot of sense. A DJ of his standing would choose that as a great piece of music that is scarily well over 30 years old now.
Which, what? Oh, God, don't say that.
which is And it's still very, very current, very, very cool. And it would work for anything. I'm amazed it's not used more, actually. But no, it's that's an absolute peach, and I'm pleased that you discovered it yourself, Dev.
Fantastic. Right, so you're going to be at Alexander's Live on the 6th of November. So have you played there before?
Yeah, a couple of times. In fact, my record of breaking strings is three guitar strings in a set. Now, if no one plays guitar, they won't know whether that's good or bad, but that's incredibly rare to break three guitar strings. I've done that twice in 150 gigs, and both times were at Alexander's. So there's something, in that place.
Does that mean you're playing stronger and heavier or something there, or
it
what?
It must be. The excitement of the crowd get me that excited that I dig in extra hard, and I'm probably breaking strings. No, it's a great venue. It's small enough to be intimate, and it's big enough to be to have a great night. There's always the guys who do the sound down there are always great fellas. There's some great drinks straight off the street, so it's a great place to play. I'm very much looking forward to it. We're lucky we've got it so close to us, in all honesty.
Yeah. Rick, where can people find more about you for the Stone Roses Tribute Band?
Thank you for asking. The website is www.theultimatestoneroses.com, and there's plenty of videos and content on there. There will be some videos on YouTube too. Some of them were, in fact, most of them were just shot with mobile phones from people who are in the crowd, so they're not exactly professionally produced, but you give you an idea of what to expect, which is kind of, you know, four middle-aged guys murdering songs they love in a venue, and everyone having a good time. So that's the place to check it out.
Fantastic. Right, OK, so what are we about to play for you then, Rick?
Waterfall, which we played at Bowlers, which is a massive nightclub in Manchester. Did this on April about 4 years ago. Still probably one of my favourite gigs we've ever done in terms of just the size and scale and how well it went. So it's one of the better, more popular songs. It always goes down well.
Fantastic, Rick. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem at all.